Blammo. I think Blammo. Boom! There it is. That looks better. What's going on, Abe? How you doing, George? You doing okay back there? Hope so. All right. You guys look great back there. You look fantastic. Now, a lot of people want me to switch this up, and I will not. Will not, boys. Right? Can't do it. Can't do it, my boy. Abe and George, we ride or die. I don't even understand what that means, Abe. Shut up. I don't speak thingy. What the thing? The raps. The raps. You guys know all the rapses? Huh? Anyway, I'll tell you. The raps on the Epstein situation is getting interesting. Interesting, to say the least. Welcome to the secret salt. The secret salt, some would say. Himalayan salt's the best. Well, those people are stupid, right? The secret salt's the best. Welcome to the show. Where, oh, some of a bitch just scratched myself. That's going to look weird later on. Am I bleeding? Yeah, there you go. Anything for views, boys, right? Scratch myself for you. Hey! So, you might be at work. So, other than the... we'll try to keep it calm for you. Right? Or not. I have no idea. We'll see how it goes. Stream of conscience, boys. Let's lock and load. And cover this half day's story so far. The first one's crazy. There you go. Remember this girl? That's Prince. Is that Andrew or Albert? Who cares? Both. Both of them. There goes Queen Elizabeth's black sheep son, which is hilarious because it's an inbred group of criminal family lizard people. The one partying at Epstein Island's the black sheep. Really? he's the black sheep? Don't get me wrong, this is insane, but his brother killed his wife. Yeah, his brother said, that mouthy chick? Yeah. Oh my God, look at this chick. Everybody loves her way more than they love my creepy butt. Yeah, let's kill her. Sir, shall we be killing the princess? Yes. Oh, are you sure about that? Ram her into a freeway pylon. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody will buy it. Oh, are you sure, Gov? Do you want me to run you into a freeway pylon? Why are you giving me a hassle on this? Kill her. You want us to kill the mother of your children? That redheaded one's clearly not my kid. The redheaded one looks just like her horse trainer. You going to explain that to me? You going to explain, I want her dead twice. Kill her twice. Run her into the thing and then revive her, like defibrillate her, and then kill her again after you defibrillate her. Because I'm a lizard person. I'm a lizard person. Remember that? We were way off into the wild. Anyway, that's the black sheep. They're all black sheep. The stupid family. Clowns. Working hard at hardly working. There you go. What's going on? The Yellow Peril made it to your stream. I'm at work. I don't give a god darn. Take my jacks and unleash the kamikazes out of your white mouth. Eat a rat turd, you boba liberal. Non-binary. Gender bits, Yellow Peril. Thanks, Essay. Yeah, boys. Uh-oh. What the hell did we do here? Did we just break the thingy? How's this work? Uh-oh. What happened here? Oh, no. I broke the thing. Rumble's going to make me buy it. No. No. Don't make it out of par. Racists. All right, essays. So, anyway, back to... Holy balls. Even in the early part of the day, ADD is still kicking in hard, man. All right. Focus. Epstein accuser, Virginia. Is it Guthrie? No, this poor girl's last. Goofrey, Virginia over here. hit by a bus. Hold on, what?
Hold on, what? Yeah, that makes a lot of, that always happens. So, I've been very harsh on Pam Blondie, and rightly so. There's a bunch of people said, hey, cut her some slack. Nobody's getting any slack. Are you kidding me? Nobody gets any slack. Until we start arresting more than Tesla vandalizers, and don't get me wrong, I love a good Tesla vandalizer getting arrested. But until we start arresting, I want to see some highly influential political scumbags frog walked. Right? And then maybe I'll give you a tiny bit of slack. But no, no slack given now. No slack, no slack given now. No, 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 no. Anyhow, here she is, and she was hit by a bus. 41-year-old mother of three. This girl's poor life. So here she is on the – boy, they cut out the part. Right here on the other side of her is Ghislaine Maxwell. They got that – guys, where's the other picture at? Oh, I don't want to see her kids. Don't do that to me. Oh, man, don't do that to me. 41-year-old mother of three, battered and bruised, posted a haunting image of her from the hospital bed on Instagram Sunday night, revealing that she's been given a very grim prognosis. She was hit by a bus. She was hit by a bus. And now her kidneys don't work. And so they've given her 4 days to live. 4 days to live. So, we finally get somebody into office who says they're going to unleash all the Epstein information. Then we get a bunch of binders of empty, stupid stuff. And I think only one or two of those people, I don't even know if one or two of them. I know Libs of TikTok is the only one that I can think of who came out and said, this is real dumb. This binder's empty. And then Libs of TikTok dumped the entire binder to somebody. I can't remember who she dumped it to. But as far as I'm concerned, all the people who got that binder and then posed with it like a bunch of dumb goofballs, you idiots posing with empty binders, and then didn't come out and criticize this whole nonsense, you guys are highly suspect. You hella highly suspect. And I'm not saying that you're trafficking children or you're involved with the Epstein. I'm saying that you're such a whore for White House access that you'll done try to run one over on your audience. You're such a whore for an attention. You so want to be invited to White House stuff that you'll crap all over your audience. That's what I'm saying. Now, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. That's all I'm saying. Prove me wrong. Come out there and criticize. Anyway, so now Alex Jones is out there, and a lot of people were making videos about this last week. I think I mentioned during the stream, but I didn't bother making a video about it because I ain't holding my breath on this one, boys. But Alex Jones says there's 14 terabytes worth of information that Pam Blondie was able to rip from these people. Okay, and I hate to say it this way, but obviously, the best indicator that you're going to actually get information that's going to lead to highly influential people's arrest is that people start dying. Now, I don't want anybody to die. Well, I mean, lizard people aren't people, guys. But certainly poor girls who've been trafficked like this. Can you imagine the issues that this poor individual has to deal with? God knows what she's been through. She's not been hit by a bus. She was hit by a bus. On Instagram, she wrote, this is the worst start to a new year, but I won't bore anyone with the details. You're not going to bore anybody with the details. You said you got 4 days left to live. Bore me with the details. Bore me. Put me to sleep with the details. I think it's important to note that when a school bus driver comes at you at 110 kilometers. Now, guys, red-blooded American over here. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care if you're in New Zealand. I don't care if you're in jolly old England. It's miles per hour. Now, I know that you don't do miles over there. You will do miles. We're going to fix this problem. Project 2025. We're going to storm your beaches and force you to do miles. So get on board. Canadians, it's miles, right? We running things up in here. So it's 50 miles per hour. Just 50 miles. Thanks, Alt. 50 miles per hour, but when you're a bus, that's... she's lucky she's even alive. And she might not be alive much longer. She says she's got kidney... her kidneys are now shut off. And she says, hey, I got about 4 days left to live, and I want to see my kids one last time, and then I'm out. Wow. Wow. So... let's take a broad spectrum of the things that the mainstream media press doesn't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about the hell's going on with this thing. Was this thing screwed up the entire stream yesterday? How do I fix this? There is zero quality control when it comes to this show. Shut up, all right? I'm an idiot. All right, I take full responsibility for all of that. There you go. There you go. We did a 2-hour long show and everything was all screwed up. Nobody said anything. God bless you guys. You're way too polite. What the hell's wrong with you? Salty Army. We are Legion. Super duper generous. Super duper polite. Stop it. All right. So... mainstream media press, they don't want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. They don't want to talk about Epstein Island. They don't want to talk about Elon Musk rescued two people from space. There were two people trapped in space, lost in space. This is like a movie. For days, the world was glued to their radios and their television sets. When three goofballs got sent around the moon because they couldn't land on the moon, if you're buying any of the moon stuff, boys, they made a whole movie about it. Tom Hanks is in it in between visits to Epstein Island over here. Apollo 13, read the book. Okay, you got two astronauts stuck in space for almost, 98 days? Elon Musk rescues them? No ticker tape parade. What? Hold on, what? Nobody interviewing Elon about this. Nobody wants to talk to the head of SpaceX. He rescued two people from space. Our government can't launch rockets. They don't want to talk about that. And they sure the hell ain't going to talk about chicks who've been pictured massaging Bill Clinton before he's about to get on the Epstein Lolita Express to head to Epstein Island, getting hit by a bus.
Wild.
Wild. Guys, those two astronauts splashed down in the ocean. Dolphins swam up to greet them. Dolphins from the depth of Neptune's palace swam to the top of the ocean to say, what up, yo? This is stuff that they put in Disney movies that nobody watches, of course, when they do live action. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. Elon Musk a Nazi. Elon Musk a Nazi. Elon Musk a Nazi, boys. Elon Musk is a Nazi. Son of a bitch. That's wild. What a ridiculous situation. You're gonna continue pushing that nonsense. By the way, we are finally arresting people. People are getting arrested. It's a lot of Tesla idiots, by the way, which is hilarious. And it's a slow start. It's something. I'm more than happy to have Karma do a lot of this heavy lifting for us. And speaking of Karma doing heavy lifting for us, we haven't done a good old Steve Inman in a while, boys. Let's, down goes Lizzo. What you got for us, Steve?
Discount Lizzo looking for attention, but gets ping-ponged into the atmosphere and loses her weave.
The weave? We got a weave down, Abe. Weave down. We got a weave down? A weave? I think that might be racist in Japan. Don't say that. Don't say that. You're trying to get us killed by the Yakuza?
Discount Lizzo looking for attention, but gets ping-ponged into the atmosphere and...
I'll allow it. Hold on a second. What, are you fine with that? What do you mean, fine with that? Fine. I want more. You kidding me? Let's go. The Rock. Let's rock and roll. Anyway, so I don't know. I love that clip so much. Let's check in on Kanye West since we're covering Clown World. I haven't heard of Kanye West in a while. He's got to be stoked about swastikas being on the side of Tesla cars these days. Let's go see if he's doing okay, boys. He might be worried about what the hell? What happened to this guy? Is Kanye West an MK Ultra victim? What do you call it when the deep state runs a train on your brain? A train on your brain. What do you call it? MK Ultra. You got the good old fashioned MK Ultra initiation. And they did this dude up dirty. What is going on over here? What is he saying? I'm afraid to click on this. Abe, I'm so afraid. I ain't doing it, bro. I ain't clicking on that. Nah. I've been doing this internet game long enough, essays. I've been here long enough. I understand how things work. I understand the limited hangouts. I understand all of the Rick Rolling. I'm old enough to remember Goatsy. There's young people in the chat going, what's a Goatsy? Is that some sort of farm thing? Look it up, Mr. Hansy. Holy balls. You idiots. You stupid young idiots. I hate you. You don't even understand. You were born into a horrible... Your internet's stupid. Your internet sucks. You should have seen the internet we had in the good old days of the wild, wild internet west on Netscape browser, boys. You never know when you were going to click a button and then all of a sudden see the innards. I saw a man's kidneys. He opened up wide. His ring is seared into my brain. I saw a soul. What? That's not where the soul's at. No, God's up there going. That's not where I put the soul. Don't argue with me, God. I saw it. Warnings from a deeper time, boys. Hey, speaking of warnings, remember when J.D. Vance said, hey, these Europeans suck and they're all criminals, right? Yeah. And then the lefties were like, oh my God, I can't believe you said Europeans suck. Yeah, no, your European overlords suck. And it's weird. I just did a whole stream yesterday with all of you idiots saving democracy by threatening to blow up and burn down Teslas. And you guys said, that's how we save democracy over here. Well, let's go see how they save democracy in Europe, where you're not allowed to run for office if you could win. No. Didn't J.D. Vance just talk about this? Breaking French judge rules far right. Putting pineapple on your pizza in France is considered far right. But a whole bunch of North Africans visiting upon France and then turning it into North Africa, that's fine. It's loving and liberal. Loving and liberal. What, you're a racist? Wild. We're here for content, not quality. Sir, the skull, thank you. So wow, that's weird. That's a weird thing. You guys don't seem to be able to vote in all of these places where ugly leftists save democracy by setting stuff on fire and letting in a bunch of North Africans. Wow, hold on a second. Seems like some sort of overtake. A massive overtake. Yeah, you guys got gun. French judge rules far-right leader Marine Le Pen is barred from seeking public office with immediate effect. You know where else you're barred from seeking office with immediate effect if your name is Bolsonaro and you could bring millions out in Brazil? Well, Brazil. There you go. He can't run for office again. That's weird. Well, can I run for office in Ukraine? No, because we're not holding elections in Ukraine. Hold on a second. I thought that we were saving democracy in Ukraine. Yeah, there ain't no democracy here. What are you talking about? We got a cross-dressing cocaine addict comedian pretending to be president. who's doing everything he can to make sure that there's war. They blew up one of Putin's limos yesterday. And by the way, they didn't even kill whoever was in that limo. You guys suck at everything, by the way. Stop trying to kill. What'd you put, a firecracker? Was it some sort of stupid drone? What did you idiots use that you didn't even kill? Not that I want the people in the limo killed. What I'm trying to express here, because this is sounding weird. We got lunatics out there, and they keep telling you how much they love democracy. They won't let you vote for certain people who've got a crap ton of national populism behind them. And then they demand that we go to war with Russia. I don't want to go to war with Russia. No, man, it'll be fine. We'll just blow up Putin. No, because you guys can't do anything right. You can't even do anything right. You're telling me he's a madman. Right? He's a madman with nukes. Okay, well, you keep missing. You keep trying to kill him and you miss. He hasn't blown anything up yet, by the way. I'm waiting for this dude to nuke France. I'm waiting for him to nuke Poland. I'm waiting for him to nuke Canada. You all keep running your mouth. You keep sending your politicians down there. You won't allow peace, and you keep poking the Russian bear. You tell me he's crazy, and you keep blowing parts of... You blew up his limo yesterday. I don't know if there was an oncoming car. I don't know if it hit one of Putin's motorcade. You guys tried to car crash him a few months ago. You guys hit the that Moscow building with a drone a few months ago. You keep trying to kill him, and you keep missing. Right? If you guys were good at killing people, that would be one thing, but you suck and you're gonna get Putin. I'm fine with you nuking whatever country did that to you. Right? Leave me out of it though. I don't care about Russia. I don't care about Russia. I don't want to be involved with Russia. I'm not interested in fighting Russians. See, the drum at the Daily Wire may be linked to the USAID dissolving coincidence. I wish people like Candace Owens and the other chick, the white one, would say more stuff. I don't trust Daily Wire at all. Daily Wire is one of these outlets that wants us to get into war. They want us to get into war with Israel. They want us to get into war with Ukraine. Remember that dude was telling everybody, Ben Shapiro telling everybody, just get the vaccine, doofuses. He just tried to do another scam, by the way. The Ben Shapiro show, Mark Dice. This is why we need a monument to Mark Dice. Mark Dice did a video maybe 2 weeks ago, where Ben Shapiro was running what is that thing called? The stupid things that don't get anything done. A petition, right? A petition to get Trump to pardon. I was going to say Officer Furman.
We went way back in time, eh? Oh, no.
Thank Brooke Butler. Got to get a pardon for Officer Furman, boys, right? He got set up. That dude got set up. Listen, he might have been a racist, but he got set up. Whoops. Whoops. Wrong direction, guys. Wrong direction. The other guy, the guy from Fentanyl Floyd. His name's escaping me right now. The white cop. So all the other cops didn't get arrested. There were 15 cops involved with it. They're like, do we arrest the black cop? No, you can't arrest the black cop. Black Lives Matter. All right, well, that Asian cop over there was involved too, and he's essentially white. Look at these Asians. Look at them. Like, come on, man. Chauvin. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Chauvin. Thanks, chat. Freedom Forever. That's the first one I saw. There you go. So, we got to be able to arrest the Asian guy. Come on. No. Just Furman and Chauvin over here. But there's only one aspect of the Chauvin conviction that's federal that Donald Trump could pardon. He's still going to rot in a state prison. And Ben Shapiro knows this. Ben Shapiro doesn't care. Ben Shapiro just wants people to send him his email so he can tell advertisers that he's got a big email list so he can make more money. More money. More money. More money. Hey, Ben, all that money in the world ain't ever gonna make you tall, bro. You will never be tall like me. Money can't buy tallness, man. And so, do I think USAID has some involvement with Daily Wire? You bet your balls.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a tweet somewhere over here where I was saying the left-wing outlets weren't the only ones getting USAID money.
Yeah, no way.
No way. Ben Shapiro was having dinner with Mark Zuckerberg. You can't even post this. If you clip this content, you can't even post it on Facebook. Think about that for a second. What do you mean? Just a random clip from this show, you can't post it on there? Dude, they got my voice ID. They spent time creating an algorithm to ban voices. They're a bunch of kid porn, and you could buy black people on Facebook. They ain't got time, energy, resources, or extra coders to put on that problem. But my voice cannot be on Facebook. And the same thing goes, YouTube does the same stuff. All these places do the same stuff. But the Daily Wire can run ads on Facebook. The Daily Wire can be sponsored on Facebook. That's controlled opposition. That's controlled opposition. And I think Candace Owens knows this. I'll bet you that other chick knows it, and they can't say anything. Because if they, again, I don't understand how you're allowed to sign people up to contracts that say you can't say anything ever. In perpetuity, right? We've got a non-disclosure agreement over here where you can't badmouth this evil corporation in perpetuity throughout the universe. Huh, what the hell? Man, even on Andromeda? I was planning on going to Andromeda next week, man. No, I can't do it there either. Oh, come on, man. I was perfecting my... accent. I was going to tell them that you're a tiny little prick. Yeah, oh, can't do it. Just don't sign that. RC Racer, I hear you. All you lefties, you keep telling me about 1619 slavery. The Ben Shapiro show got a black woman, Candace Owens, to sign a piece of paper saying she won't say anything forever. And they gave her millions of dollars, though. Millions of dollars. So there is an aspect to me that, I'm never going to sign an NDA. Never going to sign it. Don't insult my audience by offering me an NDA, right? Now, this is easy for me to say because nobody is offering me an NDA. Full disclosure. Right? I start acting real wonky, right? Somebody paid me. Somebody paid me. But here's what I can tell you. They paid me well if I start acting weird because I'm expensive, right? I'm a high-class whore, right? But yeah, no, it's real easy for me to say I would never sign an NDA. They waived millions of dollars. These people, at the Ben Shapiro level, they're paying people millions and millions and millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars, probably. I wonder why they got so much money. Probably USAID. And again, you gotta say all the right things, right? You have to say, oh no, Israel's our greatest ally. Oh no, we gotta give. Well, listen, you know, we gotta get involved with this Palestine issue. Oh come on, Syria? Yeah, we gotta blow Syria up. Oh, those Yemenis blowing up boats over there in the Mediterranean? Yeah, we gotta get involved in that too. No, we don't. We didn't get Ukraine. Gotta get involved in Ukraine. We don't gotta get involved in any of this. Those boats going through there, let them arm themselves. A lot of these boats, they're not allowed to arm. They're not allowed to have weapons on them. I'm like, no, I'm going on the ocean. There's sharks out there and Aquaman. I'm getting armed up. I don't know what Zod did to Aquaman. Boys, who knows? I didn't get that far in the comic book. He might be evil these days. So, yeah, no, I'm not going to. No. And the true test of anybody that is not compromised, I know a lot of people keep talking about big con, big tech. The best way to tell if somebody is in big con, they want war. There is no money. There is zero money. There is zero USAID. There is zero benefit to saying, leave me the hell out of everything, because that's how these criminals make all of their money, blowing all of these places up. Using stealing money from us to blow people up in other parts of the country is good business, man. And that's why you got all those people who are highly compromised coming out, and they'll either, the leaders say, we got to get involved. It's our obligation, our duty to our allies. You know, with allies like those people, who needs enemies? No, I'm good. No, I'm good. Yeah. Yeah. There's no money. There's no money. In being peaceful, there's no money. I mean, they just laundered at, I'm not buying any of their numbers, 170 billion. These numbers are so ridiculous. The numbers are so ridiculous. 170 billion through Ukraine. And the dude even comes out and says, I don't know. And you don't know where half that money goes. You don't know where half? You don't know where half of $170 billion is at? I mean, the accounting, that's preposterous. I mean, that's preposterous. And if you get in the way of that, they will hit you with a bus. If you get in the way of these people, like this scumbag over here, stealing money to blow people up, they'll hit you with a bus. They'll hit you with a bus. Crazy. Yeah, crazy people, man. Crazy times, crazy people. Yeah. They're still mad at Tesla. I love the memes. Oh, man. The memes, man, are plentiful. The meme, and that's there's an aspect of what Elon is doing, cutting their money off at the legs, which is why they want him dead. And it's why they've reprogrammed all their NPC morons to just bleat, kill Elon Musk, kill Elon Musk. They're just screaming it at the top of their lungs. They're holding these stupid protests outside Tesla dealerships that say, save democracy, kill Elon Musk, save democracy, burn down a Tesla dealership. So good. You can't just drive around in a Nazi mobile. Well, see, that's where you're wrong. It's not a Nazi mobile. It's an American-made truck by Elon Musk, and it's got the thingies on it for you. Don't you like the thingies? The electricities? Don't you like the electricities? No, I hate electricity now! Now I hate electricity! Oh, that's wild. That's wild times. You want to go set something on fire? Oh, you know I'm going to set something on fire! Every time, by the way, every single time these idiots set themselves on fire. They're burning American flags at a pro-Palestine thing, set themselves on fire. Burning American flags at a pro-Ukraine stupid thing, set themselves on fire. It's only a matter of time, idiots. It's only a matter of time. You're going to go blow up a Tesla dealership, and you're going to sting in the wrong direction. You're going to get got. You're going to get got. That's right. Whee! Whee! Speaking of crazy, by the way, I noticed that Hogan's Hollywood Hogan, Terry Hogan. This is all gone. This is brutal. Hulk Hogan's ex-wife came out. And you're probably wondering where I'm going with this. Two things, guys. All right, two things. Number one, this chat loves wrestling. Shut up. We love it. You know, wrestling's stupid. Get out of here then. Get out of here right now. Somebody powerbomb that person. Right now, I demand it. So, here you've got, okay. I don't know what is, I don't know what happened to Hogan's ex-wife. But, she came out and she's upset. And 8 million views. 8 million views. This thing's like 3 minutes long. She's on Instagram screaming that Hulk Hogan's an asshole. Yeah, we know. Who's this video for? I saw Hulk Hogan screw over everybody, man. The Mega Powers boys. Where's my macho me? Screwing over Sting? This guy went to multiple promotions and screwed everybody over. All right, he tried to screw The Undertaker over. Go look those clips up. It's wild. Yeah, no, we know. We know. So I don't know what the hell's going on over here. But here's what's important. Here's what's important. And here's where we're finally excelling at. Go out there, whatever the accusation is, and just make fun of it, and you will win. You will overcome. This was supposed to be some sort of monumental takedown of Hulk Hogan. Look at this Hulk Hogan. He's out there sponsoring beer. He's out there loving Donald Trump. Take him down. All right, send his wife out there. Holy hell. He makes a video of this where he's mocking her. Oh, no. With his new wife. Damn. Who is this, guys? What happened here? Who is this? That chick hot. Terry's got to be 80 years old. And the Leonardo DiCaprio math is telling me she's, what, 25? How old is this chick? Who is it? Video of Hulk Hogan and his new wife eating popcorn in response to his crazy ex-wife's insane video just released online and 12 million views. That's how you win. Makeup is a lie, I'm telling you. That's how you win. Tell your kids. Right? This is a PG stream that we're doing. Right? Sun's still up. Bring your kids in here real fast. I'll explain it to them. Hey, kids, don't take any crap from anybody. Yeah. Don't let anybody poop on you. What are we doing over here? The Sesame Street Salt Hour. No. Somebody tries to attack you. Somebody tries to defame you. Somebody tries to make memes about you. You make memes right back. You mock these idiots. And then you meme them until they cry. And then you make memes of them crying. And then you take the memes that you made of them crying and you set them on fire. You take the ash and then you throw the ash right in their face. And since they're just crying over there, it's going to cake up and be awesome. And then go play some Nintendo. 6:30 in the morning. Boom. Awesome. Diesel. Early riser, boys. Early risers. Let me give you a taste of this while I go get my show notes because
I don't know how that reflected onto me, but she cut me out too. I haven't talked to her for 7 years, almost 8 years now. And God bless Nick. He's still such a good boy. I've never put a Facebook post out like this with my ugly face and my crying face, but I have to be honest about what I went through in my marriage with Terry as Hulk Hogan and what it entailed and what it has caused over the years and everything else. He's a complete liar. He is a sex addict. Your face out there and know that all these horrible things are going on behind the scenes.
Bam!
Yet he marches on. He marches on like...
Is that beer any good? What up? Hey, Rumble. Can we get a sponsorship deal with this guy's beer? He fell in his beer. I got my ugly face on. He's not a good guy. He's not a good guy. Don't let anybody crap on you. Don't take anything from anybody. Get out there. Start kicking butt, boys. By the way, crazy lefties, we've made them all nuts. Not only have we made Hulk Hogan's ex-wife nuts, we've got idiot climate morons now attacking Tesla dealerships with their climate change nonsense. And you idiots are uglier than Hulk Hogan's ex-wife, which is a feat. It's a feat. Oh. Ow. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Take that, Elon Musk. This is Ottawa country.
You are last generation Canada, the nonviolent civil resistance campaign tackling the climate crisis and demanding a climate disaster protection agency.
She just listed her NGO. Now, I get that they're in Canada, but let's take over Canada and let's arrest everybody at this NGO. Who's funneling all of this money? Who's funding all of this? I know who's doing it. Lizard people. They're doing it with our tax dollars. We have made the meme happen. Eco-terrorists are now attacking electric vehicle Electric veal. Electric eels and vehicle country.
What the fuck is going on, Abe?
That's not even Abe. Oh, shit. You know what I'm trying to get out? The EV revolution is now being attacked by climate tards. I love this timeline. I love this timeline. And they all look like that. And I imagine smell like that as well. Because, disgusting. Yeah. Look at this. We're the last generation. I think we'll be okay. Last generation because you mutilated your genitals? Last generation because you sterilized yourself? Again, you're following the world's worst advice for procreation. No, man. We're the last generation because you guys blew it up. You blew it up. You blew it. Nah, I think the planet will be fine. I think it'll be okay. Yeah, I think the planet will be okay. Why don't you go spray some more petroleum-based products? Stupid idiots. Anyway, the lefties obviously don't care about their climate rhetoric. They don't care about any of their rhetoric. All their rhetoric's stupid. Right? All of their rhetoric is a veiled facade behind what they actually want. That's power. So they'll pump up and they'll promote Ukrainians or black people or gays people or the climate or women. Pussy hat marches, boys. Pussy hat marches. Because we care so much about women, right? We care so much about women. Tired of you and the patriarchy disrespecting, sexualizing, abbreviating women's. No, you guys don't remotely care about women. How do I know? Well, there's lots of proof. Lots of proof, by the way. I think our boy Viva was pointing. Look at the powerlifting numbers in Canada. This is beautiful. 4 out of 5 powerlifters in Canada. Yeah, we're coming, Canada. Do not come. No, we're coming. We're coming. Right. You're going to be the 53rd state. You're not going to get the 51st. Right? I'm going to take some other places as well. 4 out of 5 women's powerlifting records are currently held by men.
What happened to you, idiot?
Fantastic. That's so stupid. There's not going to be a single woman left in any of your sports. We're coming. I'm going to learn how to play soccer, boys. Strange love. Bro tire. Broth fires strangely, thank you. Awesome Diesel dropping 10 big subscriptions, brother. Thank you. 10. I want 9 out of 10 of those subscriptions to go to transgender non-binary listeners, okay? Alright? None of you filthy heteros. Or you disgusting cis. Did you say Sith? I don't want to be called a Sith. I'm an infidel. Who's part of the Sith. Anyway. No, they care so much about women. They love women. Very respectful of women. Let's go to the Daily Beast. A bastion of leftism. Ice Barbie. They're calling hot grandma Christy Noem Ice Barbie. She's hot. Calling her Ice Barbie is only awesome. You stupid idiots. No, oh my God, we're trying to denigrate her. No, I get that you're trying to denigrate her. I get it. I totally get it. Everything you guys do is stupid and backwards. I get it. I totally get it. I think Hakeem Jeffries said Donald Trump supporters are like Skeletor. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Look at them. Look at these jerk maggots. They're like the Decepticons. Awesome! I want to be Soundwave. Dibs. I got dibs on Soundwave. Anyway, I'm part cat, boys. And I had something to... Shut up, don't worry about it. I just had a seizure. Show's wild. All right. Oh, no, ba-boom, Afghan driver dropping 20 subscription bomb. What is going on over here? It's writing subscriptions. Brother, thank you. Guys. Brothier Strangelove, thank you. Again, I gotta be messing that up. I gotta be 5 subscriptions. Man, guys, thank you so much. But anyway. Oh, my God, take that. Take that, you hot maggot. Okay. Wild. Against the Daily Beast. This Daily Beast. You know that Will over here, who's got a crap ton of estrogen in him, surrounded by ugly chicks at the Daily Beast editorial table. That's Rainbow, I'm sure. You're all ugly. You're a bunch of troll-looking goblins, man. The entire floor of the Daily Beast must smell like wet cardboard and cat litter. Anyhow, there's the respect for women's. Yeah, they don't care about women. You a woman that's a conservative, they hate you. You could be a gay black woman, and if you're a conservative, they hate you because they hate conservative. They hate anything that's a threat to their political ideology because we're a threat to their power. And so Ice Barbie. Ice Barbie. There you go, you idiots. Homeland Security Secretary. I love this, by the way. This is an entire article. Oh, my God. We got her, guys. Dead to rights. Look at the money bags behind her. Look at the money bags behind her. Kristi Noem has exploited the South Dakota average tax-paying person. She has pilfered their savings and robbed them blind. The taxpayer of South Dakota will never recover from the thrift and the grift of Kristi Noem. Oh my God, how much did she steal? Guys, how much did she steal? Is it all of it? Is it all of it? Taxpayers of South Dakota paid a whopping $150,000 for Homeland Security Kristi Noem to jet set across the country last year. $150,000 million? $150,000 gorillion dollars? They just hate that ICE is being turned back on. Not only do they hate that ICE is being turned back on, but they really hate that we put a hot person in charge of ICE. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. She wore a watch, too. Okay, so she's got good taste. Look at her. She's hot. You assholes are still paying the private security of Hunter Biden's baby mama. I don't want to pay for that. How much is that costing me? How much is that costing me? Joe Biden never went to work, idiots. He was on vacation 40% of the time that he was in office. How much did that cost me? Well, yeah, right. But you wrote $150,000 is a lot of money. But in the grand scheme of not having a problem with any of the money being spent by Pete Buttigieg and these other weirdos, I'm not going to cry a river about $150,000 for this hot grandma over here arresting illegal aliens. Sounds so weird. That sounds so weird, but leave me alone. I mean, it is what it is, boys. Right? We've evolved to GILFs. All right. We got to switch gears. All right. Again, you guys, wow, thank you so much. So salty. Shears, that girl I have to... Where's that girl I have to say? Front Ryan. She's still in the woods, man. We got to send the Department of Homeland Security and ICE. See if they can find that poor woman with the gigantic chest in the middle of the woods. So... yesterday, I played this clip of this dude. Where's he at? He's also not a fan of Kristi Noem and ICE, and so he was like, "Hey, we gotta take care of these ICE people." I'm like, "Hold on a second. What do you mean you gotta take care of these ICE people? Like, buy them lunch?" And he was like, "No. We should do this. Hold on a second. Whoa, hold on. What?
Shoot at ICE agents on site.
Hold on. What? I don't think. What was that?" I thought I heard you say shoot at ICE agents on site. Let me just.
That's right.
Oh.
If ICE agents are trying to take you or a loved one, shoot them on site.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a crime. No, it's my First Amendment. I don't think you understand how the First Amendment works. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, go shoot people, boys. Salty, I just rolled in. How long are you going to do today? Speed week, thanks, bro. We're only an hour. I'm only going to do an hour. Yeah, I just wanted to jump on and make fun of some of the stuff real fast. And then I got to make videos for tomorrow. Then I got to make videos for tomorrow. Thanks, Speedwick. Appreciate that. As a Canadian, I know that there are many MAGA supporters. Unfortunately, we're in southern Ontario with little evidence of sanity or common sense. Send help. Send, come get us. Four cats and a dog. We're coming. So, Christy saw this video, by the way, and she's got a message for this idiot. Gnome responds after man posts video calling for people to shoot ICE agents on site. Just brazen open criminality. They've been so used to getting away with setting stuff on fire and screaming to murder Donald Trump that they've become acclimated to openly committing serious felonies on social media. And I'm like, oh, I'm being arrested for keying a car? Yeah, idiot. That's illegal. No, oh my God, then. Wait, leave me alone. I was allowed to burn down Panera's last year. I know. That's why Trump won, idiot. Now we're going to arrest you. Hold on a second. Did she think that? Look at these guys back there are salivating. Dude, this chick in the danger zone, boys. Watch out. I can get through that danger zone. What are you doing, lady? She almost started a riot. This grandma almost started a riot. Dude, our site is so awesome. Our grandmas are hot. These words don't sound right. These sentences, don't ever clip any of the show. All right, you'll be under arrest. I will send Christy Gnome to round you up, to deport you to an El Salvadorian, whatever the hell this Supermax. But here's Christy Gnome, and she said, if you threaten or attempt to harm law enforcement officer, we will find you and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Now, I like that energy. The problem is I see a lot more energy than I do arrests. So, again, great. This is what I'm looking for. This is a no-nonsense return to sanity. Awesome. Now go arrest him. Like, right now. I mean, should not be ordered. His name's in his handle over here. I mean, he's got a link where you can get sponsorship deals with the guy. He ain't hard to find. Arrest him. Like, right now. Do it. We've been arresting a lot of lefty lunatics scratching up cars. Again, this is an okay start. It's an okay start. I gotta be honest with you. There is an aspect of me that's just kind of like, wow, we're arresting people. Okay. All right. I want more. I want a lot more. I want them quicker and some higher order fish, by the way. Let's do it. There's a mandate for this, right? Even the based people in Canada are like, can you guys arrest criminals and then come rescue us? Yes, we're coming. Coming. Hang on there. How can they shoot on site? I thought only citizens. No. Are you telling me illegal aliens are illegally carrying? So, why is there such an attack on Elon Musk? Why is there such an attack? By the way, in Rome, they torched another dealership. This is supposed to be one of Europe's largest terrorist attacks, by the way. To save democracy, of course. 17 cars were set on fire at a Tesla dealership in Rome, marking the largest attack. Oh, it's the largest attack on Tesla. I'm about to say, hold on a second. That can't be one of the largest attacks in Italy. You guys had Project Gladio. Look that up. Don't look that. Yeah, look it up. Both, right? Largest attack on Tesla in Europe. Hold on, Zion. I thought we were saving democracy by burning cars, because we got to save American democracy. I don't know what impact Elon's having on the Italian democracy. Wow, it's almost like it's a worldwide coordinated effort to destroy Elon Musk. Huh, who would be behind that? Interesting. There's a bunch of people screaming Jews right now. The Jews are behind it. Listen, I don't know, maybe. But more like globalists, I know that. Here's what I do know. It's the globalists. This guy's a gigantic threat to globalists. Hang on there. How could they shoot on sight? Awesome diesel. Awesome question, brother. Thank you. So, seen a lot of setting on fire stuff to save democracy. Well, this is wild. People were saying this. This happened during the stream last night. Holy hell, they're going. I think that there is a good chance that this dude is. I hope that he's got the highest security. I hope that this dude has ex special ops people all up and down his security detail, because listen to this. Listen to this. I mean, everybody knows about Doge and defunding USAID and the Department of Ed, but guys.
We went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident. And this isn't political, by the way. My parents are immigrants. This country's been great to us. My brother and sister are all born in Spain. I'm pro-legal immigration. This is not political. This is not political. This is about America and the future of America. 1325 here, which to appear to judge. You can at least send you.
Essentially, what he's saying is they found millions of people who were given social security numbers by the Joe Biden administration. Not only were they given social security numbers by the Joe Biden administration, ladies, if you're listening to, if maybe you're probably in the background, but restrain your husbands real fast because people are going to start punching. Guys, not only were they given millions of illegal aliens social security numbers, but they were getting the maximum draw. I mean, they were being given. So my grandma, whose husband died working himself to death early, was able to thank God my grandpa at least worked himself into an early grave so she could own the house. She still had to pay property taxes, which is a weird thing. But so she didn't have like a mortgage, but because she wouldn't have been able to afford a mortgage. Her social security was so paper thin. She had to go to a grocery store where the grocery store only sold stuff that had expired. It was past the expiration date. These things exist. Yeah, it's all that white privilege she had. So she was. And my grandpa kicked into Social Security, right? These lefties invited a bunch of illegal aliens into our country. They didn't kick into Social Security, and now they're getting maximum draw. Maximum draw. They're getting access to everything. Everything. Everything that can pay them money to bribe them to break into our country was afforded to these illegal aliens. Your family... not so much. American citizens? No, screw you. Especially if you kicked into the system, screw you. They're robbing you. And so they found this because people within the Social Security bureaucracy were like, you should probably look at this. Hey, look at this. The Joe Biden administration had Border Patrol turn off law enforcement and say, if you catch anybody breaking over the border, we're going to give them administrative immunity. And then they're fast-tracked to getting a social fucking security number. Wild.
700 of them. This is 5.5 million people. Okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country and you've got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765. It's the work form. You get this form called the 766. That's the authorization. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail
Wow.
your Social Security number. No interview. No ID.
It's not an IT. It's not one of these. Like if you have a corporation, it's an EIN. If you're an illegal alien, you get an ITIN. It's all these things that are derivatives of the Social Security. The Social Security is for citizens. The Social Security number is for citizens. Right? They could have given these illegal aliens a brand new something different or give them the ITIN number. They didn't do that. They specifically gave them Social Security numbers. Millions of these people. I think they found up to 2 million of them right now. Yeah, 2 million of them. All on accident, I'm sure. And it's been revealed that at least 2 million existing Social Security numbers that appeared during Biden's four-year term belong to illegal aliens. Oh, my God. It's the same number of citizens in Delaware and Rhode Island combined. Wow. Average retired people only get around $1,500 per month on Social Security. Yeah, because they hate you. They hate you, Legway. A lot of patsies being arrested. People don't recognize them as patsies, just weird. Patsies get them. Arrest the patsies and arrest the other people too. I hear you raging. So here you have millions of illegal aliens. Now they've got Social Security numbers. They're being found, and that's why you're watching Elon Musk being attacked. Not just this guy. Elon Musk is now being attacked in Italy. He's being attacked in Canada. The globalist regime is out against Elon Musk because he is posing a gigantic threat for what they have planned for us. And what they've got planned for us is you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, because if you've got a problem with it, we'll just kill you. Now, sit in your little box, put your VR goggles on, and eat your slurp. And if you get out of line, if you even think about getting out of line, we'll turn you into slurp that we feed these other people who are eating the slurp. That's what's happening. So, why an escalation is coming? Listen to the ascend part right here. All right, now let's end on something positive. Let's end on something positive.
Took a sample, referred them to prosecution at the population. Yeah, took a sample and looked at voter registration records, and we found people here registered to vote. In this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote, and we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already.
Okay. All right. We've got some TikTokers to arrest. Kristi Noem, your plate's full. I don't want to see you on Fox News. Listen. Kristi Noem, Pam Blondie, you're not allowed on Fox News unless you're on Fox News to tell everybody that you arrested 2 million illegal aliens who voted in our election. Let me tell you what I think Donald Trump's game plan here is, because it's looking real simple at this point. He keeps talking about a third term. I think he's going to do a third term. Why do I think that? He's always said all along that 2020, we're never giving up on 2020. We're not walking away from 2020. 2020's got to be fixed. And 2020 is easily fixed, because you can prove that Obama spied on him. You can prove that Hillary Clinton laundered. You can go back to 2016, where Hillary Clinton laundered fake information through the media industrial complex. Obama spied on him. You can prove that illegal aliens voted in this election. You just told me you found 2 million with Social Security numbers. So how many of those people voted? And you told me that you've actually got records. Before you did this lecture, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work to find out how many Social Security numbers went out to illegal aliens, then to find out how many of them voted. This is a lot of work. And this guy's saying that they just did this the other day. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, we found them the other day. Well, then you've done all this work. You're being directed to find who's voting illegally. You didn't happen upon this. I'm not buying that you accidentally noticed this. I'm not buying that there were some whispers that told you to look into this. I think Elon Musk has a directive. And the directive is Joe Biden stole 2020. They're going to scream and yell and bleat and ignore the first tranche of evidence that we have, that he clearly stole the election. So we're going to get 20 of these tranches of evidence, and we're going to beat down the information blockade. they're going to ignore. It's going to get to a crescendo of inability to ignore what's happening over here. And it's going to be real easy to prove, by the way. It's going to be real easy. So they're already working on it. So I think that here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that right now it seems quiet because there's a lot going down in the background. And then I'm hoping that there's a big boom and it's just one after another. Here's Hunter Biden's laptop. By the way, you can't look at it because we have to arrest you because it's got CP on it. Boom, here's his tax documents that show that he's laundering money. Boom, here's, or not paying taxes. Here's God knows what Joe Biden's up to. Here's who's actually running the White House the last 4 years of Joe Biden's term. Just boom, boom, boom. Here's the Epstein. Boom, boom, boom. And it will destabilize the political atmosphere, I imagine. And then Donald Trump will be like, well, listen, I'm doing a third term. Listen, you stole one from me. This is his election was illegitimate. I won that one, so I'm just going to carry that one. Listen, we'll hold another election. He'll just win again. He'll just win again. I think we're going to leave it there. Essays, thank you so much for being here. I am. These are crazy numbers, man. For almost 6,000 people on a what are we doing over here on another 5,000 over on YouTube. So I'm liking the resurrection of the Monday show. I like reaching another part of the audience, get some people from get Awesome Diesel, even though it's hella early over there. And I'll see you guys again on Monday. So let's do this again. Thank you to the mods. Von Saltinator, Salty D, Alien Testosterone, Jim Russell, Kelsey Cade, Cotton Ministries, Rapid Alaskan, Adrian, CEO Supreme, Shuru Gospel, Nugs, Infected, and Reality 101. Thank you guys so much for moderating this madness. Leguay. Thank you. Social credit score was to replace the social security number. This was to make sure a good little commie that follows the latest talking points. China already does this. We got social media. We got social credit score here. Yeah. Like I'm not allowed on Facebook. I'm not allowed to make any. We get millions and millions and millions and millions of views for YouTube and for free. Nothing. They don't pay us anything. Thank you to Rumble, by the way. If you're pissed off that we're jamming ads into the YouTube videos, I mean that's why we're doing it. They don't pay. I mean we make millions of views on that platform every week, and they don't pay a fucking thing. So it's our way of scratching out a little bit of cash money over there. So thank you for putting up with that, and thank you for supporting those sponsors who pay us to be able to put an ad in a video, and make some money. Thanks for problem solving. Thank you. Thanks for the money. Rich Dream Brownie. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to call it like the Salt Cast, just so it's a little bit different from, people are at work, so I'm not going to be just yelling the F word and stuff like that. And, I want to be able to yell and do a crazy show where, people are able to like have it on and like their kid might be in the far back, not paying attention. And, so I think, we'll have the restream. Nothing's happening with the restream. And then we'll have the Salt Cast where it's a little bit more kind of, I'm not trying to get anybody arrested. I don't want anybody to get fired. But we could still get hopped up about the crazy nonsense that's happening over here. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much to KIR Ammo, Space Force, Chapo Team, Tallow Dream Cream. Thank you for keeping the Web Zones page, Google AdSense free. Necroland, thank you. Again, they won't let us use Google AdSense. I mean, we can't even use Google AdSense. First Amendment tees, man. Thank you guys so much. Check out these sponsors over here for allowing us to pay for the website's stupid expensive. even one with like nothing on it. All right, guys. I will see you on Wednesday. Till then, stay safe, stay salty, stay strapped. Take care.